Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojopa Maria Ensaroma. And wow, what insane times we are living through. It's just amazing what's going on. And for those of you who listen in regularly, you just experienced my end music being played as my opening music. So, yeah, this is how crazy times are. So here we are in April, and this is the first of two mineral months, and it brings powerful energy for aligning with purpose, the radical and unprecedented global disruption in March by coronavirus has fully opened the portal to a radical shift in human consciousness. This month, we will have 2020 vision to see more clearly where we are and are not in alignment with higher purpose. In essence, we are receiving a cosmic message, which is my theme for April, grow up and commit. And in this broadcast and video, I'll be focusing on growing up and committing to unlearning. But first, just as a reminder, and quick shout out to my engineers if they can hear me, but I'm hearing background noise. I don't know if you all know that mic is on and not muted. But anyway, just as a reminder is that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen in through a phone number. And that number is 563-999-3089. And I will upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesdays on my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, if you have a question or a comment you'd like to share, please do so on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. And my website is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Or, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave comments and questions in the section box below. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to the soul and discover the true treasure of being human. As always, I want to open up my broadcast by honoring the ancestors. And at this time of coronavirus, I'm calling on all the ancestors to help us continue to navigate through. So please join me by thinking about those people who were in your life and are not at this time, but who you feel a connection to. They can be blood related or not, but it's about asking for this higher help, if you will, help that isn't tethered just to our three-dimensional reality, but help that comes from a realm that is able to have a wider, bigger, higher understanding of why we're going through what we're going through. Their names, and join me for this invocation. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call for our non-physical help, to call out to your great emissaries, the ancestors. And ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, invoking you, because we are in such a time of the unknown. We are truly going through a shamanic death, through an initiatory period that is so radical and unprecedented. We really don't know what to do with ourselves. But we do know that we do still need to function. We need to cooperate. We need to support ourselves and each other. And so we're asking this day, in this time, for the courage, for the wisdom, for the commitment to stay alive, to stay healthy, and to do that which we know we have to do to move through this time. And also, Creator, we ask you for all of the blessings that we may have been blocking through our humanness. We ask that you help us to resurrect the truth of who we are and open us up to receiving all of what we need to make it through this and become wiser and more capable of honoring all of the living beings on this planet and especially ourselves. Creator, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you again for the blessing of the ancestors. And I ask and thank you for this in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. So it is. Shay. Wow. Let me roll right into our elemental wisdom for this week. We're entering into an Earth Week. and it starts this Wednesday the 15th and will run to next Tuesday the 21st. And as an Earth Week, here's the opportunity. It's all about receiving support, what I was just praying about, and knowing that we are worthy of the support and however it needs to show up. This is about embracing the power of self-love and honoring the energetics of the earth element as we open ourselves to receive what is needed in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full, meaning put your oxygen mask or your, before you go outside, your mask on first. This is a cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others when you are going to be receiving, and you deserve it. Remember, ask and you shall receive. The distractions are, first of all, the fear of hearing no. Yeah, that can really block us from just opening ourselves, being vulnerable. Like saying to a neighbor, I can't get out, but I need this from the store. Would you be willing to go when you go for your items? That's important to reach out and ask. Don't put yourself in danger or jeopardy if you don't really need to. The fear of being a burden, by asking for help or believing that you can receive the support that you need. And last but not least, the fear of being judged as weak or a failure. You know, we have been, especially in Western culture, so conditioned to believe that we've got to be these rugged individuals, that we can't depend on other people. And if we're not doing it all ourselves, that means there's something wrong with us. Well, Corona's around, and it's saying to us, you need to open up and receive help. Yeah. And in ways that we couldn't imagine. And so, again, know that we are worthy of the support we need. We're worthy of the help. Let's ask and allow ourselves to receive. Now, next Wednesday, the 22nd, which, by the way, is Earth Day, and it's the 50th year of Earth Day, we will begin a double fire week because it lands on that 22nd. And this is a time for truth and the ancestors. And, of course, I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast and video. Astrologically, we are still getting over that full moon in Libra, the great liberator. Two important aspects that I did want to share with you because I think they will help us understand the energies of this time that you may be feeling. You may be feeling a weightedness, a heaviness, almost like you can't catch your breath. And for some people, that is literally what's going on. So today, which I'm broadcasting a day before, you may get to see this, but it's April 11th. This is when Mercury is entering Aries. And here's what this is about. It says that previously Mercury spent an unusually long time in Pisces, and that was because of the retrograde. And that created lots of confusion and anxiety. It says, but Mercury in Aries will bring much-needed clarity and intellectual firepower. The focus is now on finding solutions, not fault. Okay? So look out for that. Look out for some clearing to happen. But along with this, and this is going to show up on the 14th, we get some square aspects. And squares are when there's tension, obstacles, and challenges. So that's what I'm saying. The energy is moving up to this. And so on April 14th, we get both the sun squaring Pluto, and then on the 15th, the sun squaring Jupiter. And so what that means is that whatever those planets and the heavenly bodies represent, going to be even more charged up. So here's the interpretation. It's time to ask yourself, what does this already mean for me? What does all of this mean for me in regards to this intense Jupiter-Pluto conjunction, which the coronavirus is really kind of the symbol of? It's a symbol for that. This information I'm getting from Tanaz, whose website is Forever Conscious. And she says, there is a lesson for everyone, and this is a good time to make adjustments and refinements to your plan of action. It may sound like a platitude, but in every crisis, there is an opportunity. And this is true. Time to find out what that is. So again, the advice is, instead of playing victim to everything that's going on, open up to have a clearer and a wider, higher understanding of what this is about for you. Okay. I'm going to move now into the meat of what I wanted to talk with you about. As you know, my theme this month is about grow up and commit. Grow up and commit. And so tonight I'm going to start off talking about listening to pain definition of that. So we're going to be why this commitment to listening to our pain. Then I'm going to talk to you about when and how to listen. And then, of course, I'll complete it with a personal challenge and awareness opportunity. My quote for tonight that I included in my announcement comes from my book, The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, from page 15, chapter 2. The universal cosmic message of emotional pain is that there is something in your past that needs to be healed. Yeah, very simple, but very challenging. So here's listening to pain. Pain is a messenger. It has a purpose because you have been created for healing, for growth, for evolution, for balance. So when you're out of balance and in need of healing, pain is going to show up to let you know that. Okay? So I call pain the cosmic messenger. Listening to pain requires our willingness to accept pain as a messenger. Okay? So that means you got to want to break through just the old paradigm that, you know, there's nothing to this. Everything is just what it seems. No, I'm going to break through that and get to, oh, maybe this pain is trying to tell me something about myself. Yeah. So it acts as this messenger, and you have to want to heal from your past pain. Yeah, that's the other piece in receiving the message. You got to want it. And this is a grown-up thing to do. This is a grown-up thing to do. Not wanting to heal your pain, not wanting to listen to your pain, means that you will suffer. You will suffer. And I don't need to go into explaining that, because I think we're pretty clear. Or we, at least I'm hoping you're pretty clear that any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. And that transference definitely goes on to you believing that you're a victim to life and you can never have your happy endings in life. Okay? So the grown-up thing is to be able to get the message of your pain. Now, it's important to know, and I talked about this in terms of the whole reality that 100 years ago, we were gifted with this new understanding of how the universe works in the form of quantum physics theory or quantum mechanics, right? So that helps us better understand that we really are living in an energetic field, an energetic existence. And so when you move from just seeing things as solid and separate, and you move into understanding them as energy, then you can better understand how everything and everyone is connected. Okay? So I say that to say emotional pain and physical pain are energetically connected. Yeah. And there's this woman, her name was Louise Hay, who wrote this wonderful book called You Can Heal Your Life. And in that book, she has a whole little dictionary, if you will, of whatever physical pain or health challenge you're facing, she will connect you to the emotional pain message in that, what this is about for you emotionally. Yeah, yeah. So again, this isn't a new concept, but for many of us, it can be very, very new. So emotional pain and physical pain are connected. What does that mean? That means when we ignore emotional pain, it has to morph into physical pain to get our attention and to help us address it. So, in other words, there is never a physical pain that you experience that is not connected to something emotional. Yeah. Take that in for a minute, because for some of you, I know that's like what you're talking about, Lilith. It's really, really important and powerful, especially when you're on the path to self-mastery, where you want to have your happy endings in life. You have to understand this paradigm, this belief system. Now, listening to pain takes courage. It takes courage. It takes a strong heart, because the pain will talk to you, and it will let you know why it's shown up, because it's been programmed to do that. That's its job. And in that message, it will also indicate, give you an indication, give you a sensibility about where your life needs to change. Yeah. And that's a piece that all of us have a hesitancy and a fear about, like, I gotta change something. Yeah, disruption is going to happen. Yeah. So now let's talk about when to listen to your pain. Once we accept that pain is a messenger, physical and emotional pain are connected energetically, so one can morph into the other. One comes to help me become more attentive. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I have to say this before I jump into the how and when. One of the reasons that I so love this paradigm of physical and emotional pain being conjoined, right, being working together, is because then when I do get physical pain or I get a physical health challenge, I don't have to stay a victim. You know, because when something shows up out of the blue, that's the first thing that's going to happen. That's our first reaction. It's, God, why are you doing this to me? I did everything you wanted. Now you're punishing me. You know, that was me when high blood pressure showed up. Like, wait a minute. I haven't been overusing salt. I have been watching my diet. I eat organically. Why do I have high blood pressure? So once I finished whining, I stepped into my grown-up, my commitment to be a grown-up. And I opened up to, okay, God, I'm ready to learn. What is this about for me? What is high blood pressure coming to tell me? What does it need to teach me? What's the message? Yeah. And one of the messages was, I had to change my lifestyle. I had to stop doing things I thought I was supposed to be doing for the rest of my life. And I had to let those things go. And it was grief, a lot of grief in it. But I am so grateful that I did. I'm so grateful I got the message. Because it wasn't just about take a blood pressure pill and you're going to be fine. No, it was you have to change your lifestyle. Because after a while, those blood pressure pills don't work. And you got to go into another one and then do another one. And so, yeah. So just to give you a real life example of how important it is for us to open up to receiving the messages so we don't stay victim to what has shown up. It really all is about helping us choose to heal from the past. I can't emphasize that enough. So when you listen to your pain, okay, when to listen to your pain. Obviously, when you feel sad, mad, scared, okay, meaning you've got some anxiety going on even, yeah, that's when it's time to listen to your pain, okay? And you feel out of balance, when you feel disrupted, even though it may seem like everything is good, my money's good, I like my job, I'm in a good relationship, everything's good, but I got this pain, like, you know, like my shoulder or something going on with my back, you know. Yeah. Yeah, you need to listen, because that's not feeling good. That's not feeling good. So obvious time to open up to listening is when you experience physical pain. That's the most obvious. But here are some more. When you experience loss, okay, that could be a job, a home, a relationship, the death of a family member, a friend, or someone whom you felt connected to, Maybe it was a celebrity you didn't know, like people with Kobe Bryant, right? A lot of people were just grieving. That made them feel so disrupted. Well, that was also an opportunity to go and find out what is the message in that pain about Kobe Bryant for you. What was that really about? Okay. Another time to listen is when you're presented with a health challenge. Yeah. Yeah. And you get a, you're told by your doctor that something is going on with you, that you are definitely, if it's something you were surprised about. Yeah, you need to open up and listen to the pain. When things don't go as you would like or expect it, yeah, that's the time to listen to the pain, because that's painful. That's like, wait a minute, this didn't work out. And think about all over the planet right now, how many people are feeling that way? Because we can't go into work. I ain't got no money coming in for a lot of people. I don't know how I'm going to make my car note next month. For some people, it's like, I don't even know how I'm going to eat. You know, I mean, this kind of disruption, this plan's not working out. Use it. Use it to go in and find out what's going on. What's the message in this? Because all of that stuff, that is like traumatic pain. Yeah, that's trauma pain. Yeah, it's no joke. Also, you should listen to your pain when you experience a threat to your life, and that can come from a human or natural disaster, including the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, it's a threat. So that pain that it causes, that anxiety, what's the message in that for you? What is the message there? And then last but not least, and again, these are just examples that I'm giving you. It can be more ways and more opportunities for you to listen to your pain. But when you are treated unfairly, invalidated, disrespected, or as if you are disposable, yeah, it's time to listen to the pain. Time to listen to it. There is something in your past that is ready to heal. So, how to listen to the pain? How do I do that? Now, listening, of course, to something that is metaphysical requires your third ear. Yeah. My great piano teacher, Miss Ada Korf, love her, taught me that I had to, when I was playing, and after I learned a piece, you know, you have to memorize it, you got it in your fingers, right? Now comes how you're going to really work it, how you're going to really turn it into a piece of art. And she said, you have to project yourself into the back of a room and listen from that perspective. Listen to yourself with your third ear, she told me. Now, when she first said this to me, I was like 19 years old, and I was like, what is this woman talking about? I don't understand this, but I loved and trusted her so much. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this, you know. And I did learn how to do that. And that's something that we're doing when we're listening to our pain. We are using our third ear. We are astral projecting our body. If you watch Doctor Strange, you know what I'm talking about. You go into that astral field, and you actually are listening from that place inside of you. Okay? Now, of course, to do that, you got to get still. Yeah, you got to get still. And you can do that by, you know, listening to some meditative music or whatever. But you have to get yourself still, and you have to want to hear. You have to want to use that third ear, okay? Now, it's important to know that love and fear come into the listening. So you want to choose the love. So you want to listen to your pain through love and not fear, which means what? That means that you're going to step into awareness versus ignorance or denial. You're going to step into acceptance versus resistance. And you're going to step into appreciation, meaning appreciation for the pain. And yeah, it don't feel good, and you wouldn't wish it on a dog, but you honor it. You have an appreciation for it because you know it has come to bring you a message so that you can heal from the past. And you do that instead of the judgment, blame, shame, guilt. I shouldn't have this. This shouldn't be happening to me. I did something wrong, you know. Yeah, don't waste time with that. So to listen to your pain, awareness, acceptance of the pain, and appreciation for the pain. Yeah. When you listen through the third ear of love versus that fear stuff where you're pushing it away, you become present, you become open, and then you can make a faith gesture and receive revelations and insights that will guide you to a state of salvation, which is the ending of your suffering. You know, because it's interesting, the ending of the suffering from pain has to start from the inside before you can experience it physically. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. When you don't listen to your pain, then you're absent from yourself, you're closed off, closed down from receiving that higher wisdom, and you'll stay in the suffering loop and the victim loop. Yeah. That's that chronic pain experience. You just can't get out of it. Yeah. So here's a personal challenge and awareness opportunity for you this week. Again, I want you to get yourself still and relax your body and mind. You can use a meditation music video from, you know, Yellow Brick Music. They're great. Or some other calm-inducing soundscape, okay? Intend to take 20 minutes or more to journey to your inner landscape and listen to the message or messages the pain has for you, okay? So you're setting that intention. Now, you don't try to force the listening. You just set that intention. Invoke your ancestors, your spirit guides, your angels, whatever, and open yourself to receive. Okay, so that's the mindset that you want to take into this experience. Just be open, call for the help, feel worthy of having your pain come to an end. Now, if at the end of the 20 minutes or so you have not received anything, don't be upset. Don't be upset, because learning to listen deeply, it takes practice, because the language of the inner landscape isn't always in your native tongue. Okay, it's not always the language that you know how to speak. Yeah, it's very different. So sometimes it takes a moment after you've done this practice before you can receive the messages. So I suggest when you do it, and especially if you've never done this before, you got to practice it. So repeat the listening exercise for at least 3 days consecutively. Okay, got to do it one day, don't skip. Do it consecutively. And notice what shows up for you in the 3D physical world. It can come from information from a trusted friend, from a family member, or a support person. It could come even through the lyrics of a song or a movie that you watch, some line of dialogue. But it will come, and you will be astonished. I promise you. Yeah, yeah. So I will list this personal challenge awareness exercise in the box below the video. And I also will post it on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. Okay, I have come to the completion of tonight's broadcast. And I want to do a shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, because she gave up some time on her Saturday to make sure I could have my Sunday holiday. And I'm so grateful to her and the entire Black Hole Be Well Radio family for their continued support. I want to shout out to my regular listeners out there and to Ms. Sarah, the Queen of Santa Monica, and this woman whose heart is so big and who does so much for others that it when someone does something for her, she really, really, really appreciates it. So she's just a loving, wonderful, wonderful person. I wish you all could meet her, but at least I'm showing you her picture. To all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues like Miss Amanda Kemp and Miss Danny Ocean, love you, sisters. To my medicine sisters and brothers around the world, like Magella Green, my Boone Coon, and to those who may be listening in for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your listenership. I couldn't do this without you. Next week, I will continue my April theme of grow up and commit with commit to going beyond. Yeah. My book is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available through Amazon on Kindle for just $3.99 and other booksellers. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a healthy and safe Earth Week that is coming up. Practice social distancing. Wear that face mask when you go out. Practice social solidarity. Practice safe distancing. And please, please, please remember, we're all in this together. You're not alone. Use your common sense about this virus. It is, according to trusted experts, what is called a perfect transmitter. That means it's doing stuff that other viruses have not been able to do. But I can just be talking to someone, and I can be 3 feet away, and they could contract the virus. This is no joke. People are dying. So use your common sense. It doesn't matter if your state officials aren't doing the right thing yet. You do it. You do it. Follow your heart. Make a commitment to being alive. This is a beautiful, beautiful planet. It's a beautiful time on this planet, really, for new things to be born. Be a part of that. Don't be against it. I love you all so much, and from my heart to yours, and especially if you are like me practicing Easter tomorrow, honoring the symbolism of all that. Have a beautiful, beautiful, holy day with your family, with your friends, whether you do it together or virtually. And again, be well and stay safe. Remember, you are not disposable. That's not why you're here. You are divine. Good night now.
You enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.